USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and First Lady Jill talked with several special families on this holiday weekend.
And what do you want, Dawson? What'd you ask for sent from Santa?
A drum set?
Oh, wow.
Cool. Earlier, they visited kids at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day mass. Many churches across the country canceled in-person services because of the Omicron variant. Other churches had outdoor services or are planning a hybrid online in-person worship with restrictions for those who attend in person. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The highly transmissible Omicron variant is spooking people from meeting up with friends and family this holiday. Here's some advice on how to handle it.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One America News Network's parent company and its top officials over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Fulton County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden. The recent tornado tragedy is being remembered in Kentucky.
Christmas is shaping up much differently than expected for those who were in the path of the catastrophic tornado that tore through Kentucky earlier this month. At least 76 people lost their lives during the outbreak on December 10th into December 11th. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear saying people have to remember what happened in Kentucky.
Many of the challenges and costs are going to hit these families a year out. Now, I can tell you, we're going to be there with them every single step. And we just want the rest of the world to stay with us, to stay with these families that they've adopted.